That sounds familiar because this happened with my wife and I.
Really?
Yeah, when we broke up. Like, that one hit home for me, ironically.
No way.
Yeah, like big
time. One of your friends went for it?
It's like a flashback almost. Like, I can picture. Here I am a million years later. I can picture the party, too. Isn't that funny?
Really?
Like, this stuff sticks with you, brother, forever.
Oh, hi.
Welcome to Oh Honey Podcast,
where you get the sticky and the sweet with Summer
and Amanda. And today we have Ed Milet. So Ed is a life and business strategist and coach, and yeah, he just like makes people happy, helps them find their way in life. And
I need that.
His net worth.
Like, I need that.
What we need is that net worth, 500 million.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's,
we know.
Big.
That sounds big.
That is crazy. Pretty big. Yeah. So how many cars do you have?
I know. I saw your what's that called?
The Rolls
Royce.
Front,
the Rolls Royce.
I was like, wait, what's that car?
Yeah. Is that what pulled up?
You need to become more familiar with that. No. I don't know. I probably have 6 cars now.
Oh, okay.
But my jet's my baby. That's that's the cool thing. And I feel like a cheese dick. But
no.
Yeah, my jet's the
baby. We love
See,
a
that's
nice
what
jet.
I would love.
Yeah.
I want one of those. I hate flying. Like no, I don't like it.
It is pretty cool. You know what? Like,
I hate airports.
No security. Exactly. You don't have to talk to anybody if you don't want to.
See, that's the life.
Yeah. It shrinks the world, too. Like, where are you going to go to dinner tonight? You're like, you don't have to just think where you're going to drive. You're like, let's go to Vegas. Come back,
that's
have
crazy.
Dinner. It's really cool.
So when did you make your first million?
I made my first million in a year, in 1 year. I made my first million when I was 29. So
it
took me a while. It took me like 9 years. So I started a business, I was like 20. So it took a long
There's
time.
Hope. There's
Well, that's important though. Like, I think there's a lot of young people. I know we're gonna talk about other stuff, but there's like a lot of young people. I was once young. Mm-hmm. That like they only give themselves 2 or 3 or 4 years. They think, oh, this isn't gonna work out.
And
like,
they give up.
I was broke, man. Like, no water for a while in my house. You know, like super broke in my early 20s. So.
And what was the thing that got you there?
I had really good mentors. I finally met some people that helped me, kind of like how you and I have talked over the last year or so. Like, just I met some people, really successful people, like, I'm gonna help you.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw that I worked hard, and then it just turned into something finally in business where it clicked for me. And then I've had pretty good momentum now for like 20 years. It's
That's
been good.
Awesome.
That's
yeah. But with more money, more problems, right?
Yeah.
So
That's true.
Did it change your friendship circles at all or anything?
Yes, big time.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's not, money magnifies you.
Yeah.
So like, if you're a really good, generous person, you'll probably be more generous and more giving, right? But if you're, you have a tendency to take advantage of people, or you're maybe a little bit of a curmudgeon, or you're difficult, or, you know, you can even be mean, money can make you more mean. And that's sort of the image you see of people.
Yeah.
And I think that just like, it changed because you know what? You got to grow. Like, we're gonna talk about relationships today too. Like, some of my friends just didn't grow, man. Like, we just changed over time. My buddies from when I was 17 and 18, some of them are still really good friends of mine, but like, my life went in a direction. Like, I wanted to get better and grow, and they were like, hey, man, we're just gonna party.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and that's like, cool when you're younger, but then all of a sudden when you're 30, it's like, hey, like, time to get grown up and do
let's
something.
Let's do some things.
Yeah,
here.
And that didn't happen. So some of them are gone, unfortunately. I love them, but some of them are gone.
Do they ever reach out still?
Yeah, they do. And I love them. Like, people always say to get successful, you have to eliminate certain people from your life. I didn't really do that. I just added more good people.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really get rid of my friends, you know? Like, and you and I have talked, like, my wife and I met in kindergarten.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
You don't hear it too much anymore.
Yeah.
And like, so like, I've kept that person from high school in my life, right? And so I have a bunch of friends still, but your
life
changes.
That's a day one, though. That's like,
I know, right?
There's something to say about that, too.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Like, high school sweethearts a long time, and then kindergarten, it's
But you weren't dating all from kindergarten to now.
No. High school, we started in high school. But I'll tell you a funny thing. There was only 12 people. I was in first grade, she was in kindergarten. She was in kindergarten with my sister, but my wife's Mexican, but she's half, but she's Mexican. When I came home from school, I told my dad, I said, Daddy, I'm going to marry this brown girl that's in our
house. Really?
Yeah, the little brown girl.
And gosh.
Ended up happening a million years later. So
yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I was like 6 years old.
And was your family like they were cool.
They were cool. We lived like a couple blocks from each other.
Yeah.
Same neighborhood.
Because you know different generations, like.
Yeah. Oh, no, like, no. My family's super liberal, cool. Awesome. They'd have been cool. If I'd have married a man, they'd have been happy for me.
Love that. As it should be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
For sure. But that's so cool. I mean, it's very rare. I barely remember people from my middle school, like, and I moved a lot, so even high school, like, I, you know, once in a blue moon I'll hear from somebody from high school, but and same with college, like,
I know, and I
feel like people, it's different for girls though,
maybe, I mean,
a little bit,
you think so?
I think it is different for girls, because guys do have, you guys are like, it's just not as complicated for dudes.
But as I got older, you know, like, I think your friendship circles maybe do shrink as you get a little bit older. Like, mm-hmm. your social circles, like, it's really important to me now. Like, I want to spend time with people that I really love, mm-hmm. that I really have a good time with. Not that I'm cool to hang around anymore, you know, like. But for me, my wife and other people from when I was young, like, it keeps me grounded.
Yeah.
Like, I'd probably have the ego of a lifetime finding people, look, dude, I know who you really are. Like, you're not fooling me. Yeah. Like, we know you're a dweeb.
An
like,
ego with the private jet? Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool that people just go, dude, don't even try. We know. Yeah. So I have those people still.
Yeah. Well, how does your, I mean, was your wife always, when did you guys get married in the process?
We got married, I was, in my early 20s, like 25, I think I got married. Okay. I should know that, shouldn't I? 25. 1997, I know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I know that.
All this math.
So it took a while. Like, and it's important. We're going to talk about relationships. We had our breakup. We had our time away. We dated other people. We had all that normal stuff that happens in life, too, which I'm really grateful happened.
Yeah.
That we had a little time apart, too.
I think that's what makes it work, is the fact that you were able to go and, you know, see what you don't want and then come back.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was, by the way. I kept finding what I didn't want. I'm like, I had what I wanted.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what happened.
What about that song, You Only Know You Love Her If You Let Her Go?
It's true,
that's
though.
True, yeah.
It is true. When you're young, it's hard, man. You pick someone at 21 or 22, you're going to have a lot of growing and a lot of changing you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And the odds of you growing the same way from 21 to 31 the same way is pretty small, right?
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Yeah. I mean, my parents divorced. Mm-hmm. And they were together since, I don't know, I think since they were like in their early 20s.
Wow.
So, but for me, it's like, I didn't really realize like the fights and stuff they were having because I was so young. Mm. But when they divorced, I was like, oh, this is better.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, this makes sense. Like, now I get two houses.
So my parents got divorced too, and it's so crazy how like, so I have three siblings and we all handled it differently. Like, mm-hmm. my two younger siblings got like really messed up over it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the reason why they have had hard lives and like mm-hmm. made really bad decisions. And my other sister, who's like older, and then me, we're fine with it and it didn't really affect us. So it's like weird how it affects like each kid differently.
Did you stay close to both parents, both of you?
I did.
Yeah. That was your mom you were just talking to before we started, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, my mom's like my best friend, and then me and my dad are super close, so.
Yeah, it was hard for me because my dad stayed up north, and then when we moved down to Florida, and when you're a kid, your priority is other kids and like playing and not calling
dad
every second.
Like, that's hard when you're like live so far from them. My dad always lived so close. I hated him for a little bit, but then I got over it, and then loved him again.
Yeah. You did. So there was a window where you
were. Oh, there was a window. Like high school, like I hated him. Like, and I like, because you know, like he fucked over my mom and stuff. So I like blame him for everything, you know? But then I just got over it and just realized that it's for the best. Like they're both happier. And
was it like ever difficult with your parents just saying bad things about each other? And is that,
it was weird because they've never really said, like my dad has never said bad things. Like they never like had that fight, those things where like, they said like bad things about each other. Yeah. Like talk.
That's
they're
good.
Like friends now. The only reason they're not friends is because my dad's wife doesn't want them to be friends. Because it's like, you know. So.
There's that issue too.
Yeah.
It's like wondering, like, are you friends with any of your exes?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
That's funny. I'm thinking about it. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not, and I don't think my wife would like it if I were.
So what's,
isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's different because me, I wouldn't like that. And then there's some girls who are fine with it. So it's just like different.
Yeah. It's a hard thing.
Yeah, we're both probably pretty, It's weird because we've been together a really long time, but like I'm probably easily jealous.
Yeah.
You know, I'm easily jealous. Like if she goes out, to this day, we've been together a million years. Like if she goes out and has a night, I'm like, so did anybody bother you? Anybody hit on you? I mean, like to this day,
I'd be like, I kind of like that though.
Yeah.
Like, do you really?
Yeah. I would be like, ooh, no.
You know, like, but you care, you know, because it feels like to feel like you're like
good. Yeah. I feel really good because I ask her that crap constantly.
I mean, if it's too much.
Yeah,
it's
yeah. It's like I still don't want the nag. Like I don't want you. Like, you know, it's like there's a fine line.
Yeah.
You know what's really weird? I think there's a part of me that like kind of hopes dudes do.
Yeah.
Just a little. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they want my woman. Like, yeah. I think there's a little woman. Me. Like, I don't want to be over the top, but I kind of like that maybe she gets a little of that.
I do like that, too. Like, even with my boyfriend, like, when...
When girls, like, he's hot, it's like, yeah, my
oh. Like, even when you complimented my boyfriend earlier.
Yeah, you're like, I complimented him, and you said thank you.
Yeah, I was like,
oh, you like his muscles?
Isn't that interesting? I think I kind of want them to think she's hot, but not bug her too much.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
It's like...
And you trust her where it's like...
Too deep, literally.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then you trust her, like she's not, she's just gonna be like complimented and be like, fuck
off. One thing she's done that's helped us, I'll tell you, that I think is important, and this is just like maybe a lesson for like how to have a long relationship. One thing, she rarely will put herself in situations that make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. Like,
that's respectful.
Yeah, like she kind of knows stuff that I wouldn't care. Like, it's just like a respect thing. Like, you know, I wouldn't want her to be sitting out forever with a bunch of dudes at a bar or something like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, she just kind of knows that's something that I wouldn't want her doing. And so it's not like I would ever tell her that. It's just like a respect thing for each other. I don't want her worried.
Right.
You know, and she doesn't want me worried or concerned. And sometimes that stuff avoids fights. Like, if you just proactively respect what the other person wants, then you don't have to confront it all the time when you're with them. So
that's true. 100%. But
it's like, Amanda's always with the butts.
Yeah.
The butt.
Yeah, I'm with the butts. You're with the butts.
That's what our friends.
Just even with, like, okay. So if a group of, we had guy friends growing up, like a lot of guy friends, and I've always been super cool with them. Guys were just super easy and in high school just to hang out with and be friends with. I had girlfriends too, but you know, I had a lot of guy friends. And whenever I would hang out with guys, and still to this day, like my best friend is a guy.
Yep.
And when I'm hanging out with a guy, I'm like, all right, like this is just fun. It's like hanging out. This is my, like my brother.
Yeah.
And if Johannes were to get jealous of me hanging out with my best friend, I would be so annoyed.
Well, you should be.
Yeah.
I think, to me, tell me if you think there's a difference. I think there's a complete difference between, now you're gonna think I'm like super old school, this is gonna come off wrong, but I think there's a huge difference between you hanging out with a guy who's your friend that you have a relationship with. That wouldn't bug me at all.
Yeah.
It would bug me if you're hanging out with a bunch of dudes who weren't your friends that were like strangers.
Got it, because you know what they want.
In a social environment. Like your friend, we've already established what they want. Like, that's a zero thing.
And especially if you guys, like, because Johanna's and Bachelor friends too, so it's not like, it's
well,
not like you like have, but I'm saying you guys all hang out together. It's not like you're hanging out with Batch and it's like sorry, but you can't hang out. Or it's like you're lying, like I'm not hanging out with him, and then he finds out he's hanging. Because then, you know, honesty and like if you guys are all friends, it's
different. What if it were reversed? What if what if he were hanging out with a girlfriend that's a friend, you wouldn't bug you? But what if it was like he was regularly like just in
hanging
places?
Out with like groups of girls.
Just randoms, man. Like just random people that would that bug you? Or are you so confident it wouldn't bug you?
Yeah, I mean, I would just be like, what are you doing with your life?
Why do you want to hang out with those people all the time?
Yeah, I'm like, why are you hanging out with groups of girls all the time? Like, what's your focus here?
Right.
And what's your goal?
And how's he feel about you if he's doing that, right? So that's just what I mean. I don't want her in that
environment. See, my thing is, I don't really want my boyfriend having a ton of girlfriends, so I don't I don't hang out with a lot of dudes either, because it's
she
just
has
like...
She on a leash.
No.
He's that's
like,
really
like,
true,
he's like
though,
on a tight little leash.
Yeah. Like, I'm like looking around for Bennett. He's not. Oh, there he is.
Oh, headphones.
He has headphones. Good.
I think that there is. I think that, no, but I think, like, I've seen both ways work. Like, I've seen
But I think it's different personalities. Like,
time.
Me, I'm a controlling person. And it's not
me
that
too.
I'm, like, it's not even my insecurities. A lot of people are like, oh, you're like that because you're insecure. It's like, no, I'm just a jealous controlling person. That's just my that's my personality.
So, like, so I think we're alike. I think I'm more like you.
At least you guys know, and that's what your like, significant other should expect.
It's not like I'm just like denying it. It's like if you want to be with me, you gotta accept that. I'm not forcing you to be with me.
You can improve on it to make them comfortable too.
You always want
to
work. I'm always working on myself. You know, it's not like I like to be that way. It's like I would like to be less jealous. I would like to be less controlling, but I'm working on myself.
Well, you think about it, like all I do for like my life now is teach people like strategies on life and stuff, and I'm open to admitting like I still am a kind of a control person. Like if you're going to meet somebody who's super financially successful, they're probably used to being in control.
Yeah.
Right. Or super successful in their career or Instagram or whatever. See, like there's a control thing that helps you do that.
I feel Amanda's pretty controlling too, where you know you
Yeah, I do too.
Like Amanda's pretty
from what I know of Amanda, I would like totally agree with you on that. Like I think so too. Like,
but that's like people who are, it's like we're controlling our life. We want to take control of everything. We want to be successful and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that is.
I think that's actually a good thing.
You gotta be bossy to be a boss.
And but that's then right. But then it's like my boyfriend is like very just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Very,
yeah.
Like he doesn't like we don't clash, so it's good. Like if I had a like dude who was very like wanting to be controlling too, we would
that's
clash.
So
but
true.
He's so like he's like he just like it's not that he's like not alpha or anything, because he is, but he just let he just knows me and like this lets me be like okay Summer, just do you, I'm gonna listen to you, I don't
that's exactly how we are. I'm a super crazy human.
Me too, dude. I'm crazy.
Like, I'm just crazy. I'm obsessive.
No,
like
that's
me too. Like, and that's by the way good. Like, one in most areas of my life, like that's a win. Like, I'm obsessed with winning. I'm obsessed with hitting my goals.
Dude, me too. I'm obsessed with everything I do. I always do. So my mom and dad told me my whole life, like, Summer, never smoke a cigarette, never do drugs, because you'll get obsessed. It's so weird, because I've, like, tried to, like, smoke cigarettes or drugs and jewel. I hate it. I do. Because I don't like the feeling
way
of
to
getting,
listen, Summer.
I know. I don't like the feeling of, like, that. You know that feeling when you smoke and it's, like, a dizzy feeling? I hate that feeling. But, like, when I work out, I can't just be a little bit in shape. I have to be the most in shape. I have to, every single thing I do in my head, if I'm not the best, I can't do it. It's so weird.
Too. No, it's beautiful. It's not bad. Like, I don't. I teach people, like, my thing on Instagram or the stuff I teach is max out. Like, that's my whole, I don't do things a little bit. Like, I max out my workout. And I max out my business.
See,
I max out laughing. I max out friendships, whatever.
I can't be just a little crazy. I gotta be the craziest.
Totally freaking crazy.
She's at my house all the time.
She's like, she won't leave.
I think that's why you guys are kind of like this good blend of energy, too. But you're also super driven and super focused, like,
but we're like a different type of it. She's more like mellow about it.
Energy.
I'm more like out there crazy about it.
No, you're totally right. Like, I think the energy's different, which is makes this, like, even what makes your show so good, too. But, like, my wife's that way. Like, she's super chill.
Yeah, see, me, I love,
chill.
I love, my friends have to be chill and my boyfriends have to be chill because I'm too crazy. Like, I don't,
if there were two
much.
Of you.
I know, no one would be able to hang around.
Such a great lesson. I used to think this, like, when you're with someone a long time, I'll tell you the truth, like, really being honest. Because she is so different than me. Like, what are you worried about? Let's just walk on the beach.
Yeah.
Why do we need to make more? Isn't this enough? You know, like, it's always like, she's I always say that she's easily happy. I'm difficult happy. Like, things have to really be good for me
she
to be happy.
She balances you.
Yeah.
And I used to think, man, I wonder it'd be cool to be with someone more like me. Like, when you're with someone, you meet someone young, or even when you're in a relationship, there's this part of your mind that's like, I wonder what it'd be like to be someone different than them.
Mm.
And I used to think, man, what if I was with this, like, super driven, like, just, we would kill each other.
Yeah, oh, my
would,
God.
You would murder
ourselves
to death.
I have enough intensity and crazy for both of us.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need that from her.
Right.
So that's what makes us, I think, has made us work, is that.
But I wonder, though, because then there's, like, power couples, too, right? And then that are both, like, doing their own thing, like,
but they're probably fully, different. Like, see, like, me and you, it's like, we're both driven, but it's not the same type
it's just,
of driven.
I guess it's still driven, but energy-wise, it's a little different.
I feel like you need someone to balance out your energy,
it's
you know?
It's really true. Like, there's tons of power couples. You know, J-Lo and A-Rod are friends of ours, and they're definitely maybe the power couple right now, right?
I mean,
they're one of them, but their energy is very different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're very different energies, the two of them. I'm not going to talk about them the whole time, but like, but they really have different ways they're in control and that they're intense. And
like bring it together, and there's like a power force. But I wouldn't say that you and your wife aren't a power couple.
Right.
Because she probably helps you be successful behind the scenes that maybe you guys aren't like known to
what
together.
What does your wife
but
do?
Well, now, in the beginning, she was in the business with me, and now she raises our kids and runs my foundation. She runs our
That is a power couple, just because you guys aren't like...
It's the Mylett Family Foundation.
What do you guys do? Sorry.
Mainly stuff for kids. Mainly my stuff is for sick kids, because when I started out in business, my first job was I worked at a group home.
Okay.
I worked with orphan kids. My boys were all molested by their family or their parents were gone.
That's
so I thought, if I ever make any money, I'm going to do stuff with kids. So 99% of my charity stuff is kid stuff, and she helps drive that.
I love that.
But like, major role for me, like, it's hard to raise really good kids now with how crazy the world is. And
so
I like
crazy.
That their mom is so present in their life. And it's what she wanted to be. So when we were growing up, I knew the number one thing she wanted to do was that. And she knew I wanted to be, I was a baseball player, but I wanted to be successful and wealthy and, you know, and influential and all that. And that's not her goal. Like, she doesn't care about what purse she has, what her car is, like, nothing material. Completely different than me.
She would be like that.
Yeah, she would be thrilled happy if we lived like in a cabin in the mountains. She would be just as happy. So
she
we're opposite
amazing.
That way.
Yeah,
she is. She's cool. And we're just different that way, you know, and it grounds me. But what she mainly does, what you said, is like, she sees things I don't see.
Right.
Because I'm so driven and psycho. She'd be like, babe, you know, so-and-so needs to hear this from you, or I think you are too harsh on them. Or,
yeah, you guys, that's what I was saying, you guys are a power couple, you know, like Beyonce, Jay-Z, like they're both famous, so it's like you see both of them, but just because your wife doesn't want to be also a like public figure with you, but she is, like behind the scenes, like, and you need her.
And she's super not wanting to be one, like.
She probably hates this episode right now.
Yeah, no.
she's like, don't talk about me.
She doesn't really want to be on Instagram too much. Yeah. Like, she's been had a chance to do one of the more well-known reality housewife shows a couple times, and like, no way. She's just like, no way, it's not her vibe. So it's just cool that I think every relationship, like, my little thing is, like, you should just magnify each other.
Yeah.
Not everyone goes, well, you complete me. That's not really how it works. Like,
you
magnify each other. So like, her kind of sweetness kind of magnifies my intensity. Like, it's a good thing, right? Not only does it balance it, but it like magnifies it. Like, I'm more intense because she's so nurturing to people, you know what I mean? So we magnify each other. I watch you with him, and like, you really do have there's an energy between the two of you that really, really works. You can feel it.
Thanks. I think what really works for us is that he does let me do my own thing. Like, he knows when I'm like in my zone, and like, he knows just to like kind of like keep his distance too, but like help with little things that I like see him doing, just helping me with little things too. And I'm just like, oh, it like calms me down. And then I'm just like, all right, I can like now like coast through the day a little bit better. And he's just very considerate, and just he works hard too on his own thing. The fact that he's passionate about what he does too. And I think for anybody, I think that's so important in a relationship, to have somebody that's passionate about what they're doing, whether it be raising kids, whether it be fitness, whether it be, it's like, as long as they're happy and, you know, because if somebody's just sitting around not doing anything, not helping in any way, and just like living off the benefits that other people are bringing to the relationship, it just, I feel like that gets a little toxic. And then after a while, it's like, all right. Like,
I didn't ask you this when I interviewed you. Have you always been this way? I'm just curious.
When you, like this? Like,
well, like, I think you're kind of like an old wise soul as this young, beautiful woman. Like,
oh,
I just see that.
You.
Have you always been that way? Like, if I met you at 17, were
no,
you?
No, I don't know.
Don't you see that a little bit?
Thank you.
Yeah. Sure.
Thanks, guys.
No, I do. That's nice. Why your match is so good. Like, I don't know that I completely believe this, but like, you have a very like young, beautiful energy about you. Like, and it's like a young,
lively,
soul. And you have this kind of like old, wise soul beauty
like
about
the
you
owl.
Too. No, I don't know. Maybe, maybe that's too deep, but
no,
I think that's
I
one of the
that.
Reasons why the two of you like are such a good combo.
That's what everyone who comes on like says. It's like, we're just so different. So it's like, when you have two people that are too similar, then it's just like, okay, you're watching the same person. It's like, we're so different. We're like night and day from each other. Mm-hmm. So it's like a good combo.
I think you just described the right relationship too.
Yeah.
If they're identical, why do you need both of you?
Yeah.
Why be together?
Yeah, we only need one.
It gets boring, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And we both have very different views on life and opinions on things. So it's like the controversy, people are going to be
Even like politics stuff, you mean? Or
I
mean, I don't really talk politics.
Yeah.
I don't really want to go there.
Yeah.
But just that's just something I don't really want to do.
Push that away. But more about I would say it's just about lifestyle choices or like, I don't know.
Yeah, we're not really that different, but it's just
more
like,
about diet.
More diet.
Oh, really?
That's okay. Just like one thing, and then I'm like, we're so different. No, okay.
Otherwise, just, like, we both I'm like staying like, in, and we don't really like go out like crazy.
We do have a lot of similarities, and then we have differences too, but like, our differences aren't even like crazy different. We just need that for the podcast, I guess, so let's act like it.
Okay. It's all fake. No.
It's all fake. No, but we are, like, I don't like to go out. I don't like to do anything. Yeah, I hate it.
Does it work for you to, like, have social media stuff then? Like, if you're not out a lot, is that harder for you?
Social media stuff, meaning?
You like posting, like, where you're at and what
oh,
you're
no,
doing?
Oh, no, I like to go outside.
Okay.
Wait, no, 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 I don't like to go, like, when I say when go out, I'm out, saying like, club.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant.
I don't like,
that's what I meant.
Like, I don't really like to, even if I went to the club all the time, I wouldn't post at it. Because it's like.
Those are actually some of the most annoying posts I think I see online. It's just
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay. In the background, you're like, okay.
Yeah, I just like to be home with my dogs and stuff and just.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So how many kids do you have?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
And how old?
My son is 17.
And that's the one that's getting married?
He's not getting married. But I love her. I just didn't like her. But yeah. My son's 17 and my daughter is 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're almost gone.
Yeah. And what was that? Are you sad, afraid?
Yeah. Oh. I'm sad.
And they're sad. Doing college or?
It's a great debate in our house right now. Like, my wife's like, totally, you don't need to go to college. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money.
Yeah.
And that's like, my thoughts. But.
Is it? That's what she believes. Like, just take that.
Me and your wife, I feel like, are very similar.
Yeah, you're really tight. She'd rather him just like go and start his life, you know, and not, you know, whether we gave him the money for college or debt. She just thinks college is sort of like almost a scam.
A lot of kids go out into their real life in debt. And then you have, it's already hard enough how expensive everything is and everything. And then you're just out in the world, not with it. It's not like it gives you, it's not like it's a promised job and stuff. Right. So then you go out in life and you're like 100K in debt, 50. My uncle, like I know so many people that are in debt to this day and they're like in their 50s.
That's what she thinks. Or like even if we paid for it, she's like, if we're going to give 100 grand for college, what if they started a business with that 100 grand or whatever? So
that's a nice point.
She's
that
super hardcore about
because
it.
But I wonder.
I'm not. I'm the other way.
It depends what they're going to college for, though.
I think. Totally believe that, too.
So if it's like, you know, I would love my doctors to go to school.
Hello. Thank you.
I think it depends. Yeah, there's always two. Like things to each thing. Mm-hmm. It's like if they know exactly what they want to do and this is what I want. A lot of kids go aimlessly into school just being like, oh, this is what people do. I got to go to college. Yeah. And they change their majors every 5 seconds just being like, I don't know what I want, you know? Yep. Then it's like, okay, maybe not go. But if you know what you want and that's your goal and that's your passion, then you can go to college.
I agree with you guys. Like if you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer, like you should probably go to college.
Yeah, right? For
like,
sure.
I agree with that. Like I do think though, well, it's a huge thing. Like Rob Dyrdek was on my show and he's become a really good buddy of mine. Robbie's such a good dude. Yeah. And there's like, he didn't go to college and he's become successful. I went to college. I can't even tell you where my degree is located. Like I have never even seen it since I left the school.
Same.
Yeah, like isn't that interesting? Like if I went to an interview, they like prove it. I'm like, I don't even know how I would prove I graduated.
Like, yeah, well, like for me, I left with a semester left before graduating because I did my centerfold and I was I was like, I'm done. I'm done here. Yeah. But I did learn a lot through, I don't know, it was just fun.
That's what it is.
Yeah, college
right?
was
like,
just fun.
Let's just be honest. Like,
your son's probably like, well,
I got that whole life experience that you see in the movies, and I was like, check that off. But
it's like, why does it have to be so expensive? Just for the parties?
No, we need to figure that out. Like, why is it so damn expensive? And then I also think, like, in my son's case, he's a really good student. He's like a 4.4 GPA. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of like, this is something you're good at, like taking tests and passing them. Maybe you should go get a degree.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. Like,
what does he want to do? Does he not know?
He wants to play professional golf.
Oh.
That's what he really wants.
I don't think you need a college degree for that.
You don't need a degree for that.
You can buy some nice.
But I think also because his dad's an entrepreneur, like if that didn't work, he wants to own and run his own business.
Right.
So that's why my wife's like, well, what's he need a degree for that for?
I always think though, instead of just going to college, getting that degree, like, just go for the specific classes that you need to whatever school that is. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't learn anything about accounting in college, in high school.
Yep.
And I had to self-teach myself all that stuff. So it's like...
Good advice.
but that's the number one thing that I think they should be teaching. And even in high school, I didn't even know what a tax return was. I just knew I got money back from the jobs that I had for some reason.
Me too.
I was like, ooh, a check.
Me too.
That's nice.
Don't you feel like you can feel it though, like 10 years from now, it's going to be way different than it is now in college. Like you can tell fewer people are going to go or it's not going to be this massive debt thing anymore. Like you can feel like this sentiment about college is changing in the country. Mm-hmm. Slowly but surely, more and more people are like, I don't think I need that. So I don't know what it's going to look like, but definitely it's more and more that way.
Yeah. YouTube is the new college. Yeah. You can learn everything on YouTube.
You make a really good
YouTube
point.
College.
If it's not specialized, there's so much information.
Curriculums.
Now, do you have to really go to a school for 4 years to learn stuff you can just Google?
Google. If you have a question, you Google it.
Yeah, for real.
Sources, sometimes not the best, but
right?
True. Yeah. And there has to be, what would be great, Google I'm sure could do this, is like have a subpage with just like the highly credible sources for education, like an education Google.
Mm-hmm.
Like it
that
just,
would be good actually, because there's so much misinformation. You're right too.
Yeah, it's just like a lot of gossip and. Yeah.
So you say go to college if you were like if you had a kid right now, you would have them go.
It would depend on how they were. I would like base it off my kid.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, I would look at you and be like, you're an entrepreneur. You can like. You can build anything on your own. Mm-hmm. You are already like book smart, street smart, naturally, go do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't need college. Don't waste your time doing that. Start building your business. But like if I saw my kid and then I was like, okay, you need a little help here, mm-hmm. you know, like maybe go to college, like get that. And then, but for even in raising my kid, I would want them to have that real world experience too of, all right, do your laundry, do the dishes, get a job, buy your car, do this. And that way my kid's going to hate me in the beginning, but I feel like down the line, they're going to be pretty ready for the real world when it comes to them. But I don't know, it just all depends. Like, I don't have a kid, so it's hard for me to say, because I feel like all that changes once you do.
It does, and I have them, and I don't know what the right answer is.
So great.
Probably every show I'm on lately, like, I get asked that question about college, and I wish I knew what I really believed, because it's new.
Yeah.
But my intuition is like, if you have something specialized, you should probably go, but, like, it's a long time. It's 4 or 5 years of a lot of debt.
Yeah.
For, like, what? Like, what do you really get, to your point, you know?
Yeah.
I guess
the only thing I would say is the interaction between, like, the whole, like, your peers.
Your socialization.
Yeah.
But can you get that anyway? You know, that's what I ask myself.
Yeah. But you can almost get it better because I learned the most out of college. I learned the most when I was traveling. I learned the most through my friendships that I made with friends that were entrepreneurs and older and, like... Yeah, so I think that's the best form of is the experience, because that's what I remember. I don't remember cramming for the exams, and I would do that all the time. I'd cram, I'd ace the exam, I'd be like, great, and then
for me, I would forget everything the next day.
Yeah,
I could hold the information just long enough to pass the test.
I would not retain any of it.
Me too.
The only thing I was good at that I like retained and I loved was math, but like
other than that. Me too. Actually, me too on math.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And the rest of it was like a waste of time for me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the answer.
Yeah.
Does your son want to go?
I think he's going to go. I think he wants to go because he can play golf there. Yeah. I think if he took golf away, he probably wouldn't want to go.
Yeah.
But I think that he does, yeah. And he's a super good student. So is my daughter. Like, they're good at that.
For sports.
I wasn't.
Is it required to be in college for, like,
if you're a freak, you could probably get away with trying to turn pro right away. But 99.9% go play at least a year or two in college. Yeah.
I think that's sometimes good, though. Because those, and it should be mandatory courses on.
You're right, accounting, business, money.
Yeah, because that comes right away, especially if you're going pro.
Yep.
And then it goes right away, too.
Yeah,
so.
Right away. Most of the athletes that I work with had no prep for that. They got like one of their boys from home that handles all their money, and that's why when they're done playing, they don't have any.
Exactly. Because their boys spend it
so
all.
Many, that happens in basketball, everything.
It happens in every sport. Yeah. I work with these guys afterwards. They're like become my friends or my clients, and like, it's sad to see how many of them just have nothing when they're done because they didn't have any of that help that you're talking about. So you're right. Yeah. Maybe that's why you should go.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, same with golf.
Same with golf.
But yeah.
And I don't know if he's going to play pro golf or not. He could be.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the next
Tiger.
Yeah, he could be
God,
Tiger.
God, that would be good. Then I could just quit altogether.
It's great. Me too.
I can hang out here every morning.
Yeah. I'll quit off you. Well, she'll quit too.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
We'll quit off yourself.
We'll be passionate about something.
Yeah,
at the same
about
time.
Hanging out.
All right.
We'll hang harder than anyone.
Yeah. I think we should dive into the honey pot now.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a couple of diary entries from you guys. And if you want to send in a diary entry, you can at diary@ohhoneydiary.com. So feel free to send them in. All right. So the first question is, hey, Amanda and Summer and Ed. Mm-hmm. What's up? My name is Justin. I need your help. My best friend is definitely the cool guy at school. He gets all of the girls, and while I'm a great wingman, I also want to get the girls. Every time I like a girl, he swoops in and gets her before me. I guess he is better looking and more popular than me. It's starting to get on my nerves, though, now because I never get the girl. I have always crushed on this one girl, Sarah. Honestly, for maybe 3 years, I've liked her, and we've always kind of flirted, but we are both really shy. My best friend knows that I like her too, but recently she's become kind of cooler because, I don't know, I guess she has been getting prettier with age, and now other guys are starting to notice her, even though I have liked her for the last 3 years. At a party recently, he kept trying to get her drinks and talking to her, and then he kissed her. I watched the whole thing, and I could tell that she was uncomfortable because she kept on looking at me throughout the night. He really is my best friend, but now I'm starting to wonder if he's taking girls from me just to flex on me, that he is better at getting girls. But now with Sarah, it's gone too far. What do you think I can do?
You looking at me first? Yeah. Well, that sounds familiar because this happened with my wife and I.
Really?
Yeah, when we broke up. Like, that one hit home for me, ironically.
No way.
Yeah, like big
one
time.
One of your friends went for it?
It's like a flashback almost. Like, I can picture. I am a million years later. I can picture the party, too. Isn't that funny?
Really?
Like, this stuff sticks with you, brother, forever. You'll
oh
be
my God.
48 years old with millions of dollars and jets, and you will remember this stuff.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man. Like, I can remember
Oh,
that.
He's like, shit.
Yeah, it actually, it's that crazy. Like, right yeah. now, I can picture. I know whose house we were at. I can see them in the kitchen. Is that crazy?
So, that is crazy.
So it does stay
it's
with
that
you.
Impactful. Wow.
Yeah,
that's
this stuff is real, man. One, this dude, if he really is your best friend, wouldn't be doing that. So there's a bro code and there's a sister code too. Like, there should be some kind of code there that if this is the girl you're really interested in.
And he has to know, right?
And so I'm assuming that the guy knows. And so if he does, you don't need to check anything with yourself. You need to check something with him.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, this dude may not really be your best friend if he really knows this and if he does it. And if it were me, like, if you're really good friends, you go, brother, hey man, there's a million girls, right? Like, this is the one for me, dude. You need to give me some space. I also think it's a good sign that she looked at him.
Yeah, she's like,
she gave him the look, right? So that means
she's like,
probably,
save me.
There's probably something there that you've got, brother. And then I'll just tell you, man, like, life changes when you get out of that little environment. If you're in high school, I'll just tell you, the minute you leave there, you guys know this too, all of that, like, structure changes, and he may not be the cool dude forever. He may not always be the best looking dude. Like, instantly, people in high school who are like the super cool person there, the minute you walk that day, now you're in the real world. I cannot even tell you how many of them were no longer cool anymore. Yeah, like instantly 100%. When that was over, they weren't cool anymore. And they just spent the next, trust me, 25, 30 years of their life not being the cool guy. They just had this little window of two or 3 years when they
so
were.
True, so minimal.
Isn't it true? It was like this little
shrink
window.
But in the time you think it's like your whole world. So like when you're not the cool one, you're like, my whole life, I'm never going to be cool. I'm never going to be pretty.
When you're older, it's cool not to be the cool person in high school.
Yeah, right?
It's like,
I'm like, I was never cool in high school. You know, you want to not be the cool person.
You
want to
like shout it out.
At your friend. Yeah.
100%. Like, the people I feel the worst for in life, and this isn't necessarily always true, is the person who was the coolest one in high school.
Yeah.
Because, like, the minute you leave, they're like, wait a minute, you don't think I'm that cool anymore? And they spend the rest of their life often, like, living off those 3 years.
No, and they always talk about it. Like, oh, remember? My theory on it is that, so when you're not cool in high school and stuff, you leave high school thinking, like, I'm going to do something with my life. I'm going to prove them wrong.
Yes.
I am going to be cool. I am going to be the shit, you know?
Yes.
But the people who are cool in high school, they don't know what it's like not to be cool, and they don't know what it's like not to. So their whole world is like, no, I'm going to be cool forever. I'm the shit. I'm this. I'm that. And they don't even realize that that wasn't real. Like, so then they go on life just not trying anymore because they already had it. So then they just lose themselves. Like, a lot of girls I know that were the cool ones are like kind of chunky now and stuff, you know?
No, yes.
And you know, fine.
Like in stereotypes is like, yeah, you're like, which is fine. But like stereotypes totally of that is like in like movies, and it's like actually real. It's
it,
true.
It is totally real. Like, so flash forward, man, I'm gonna give you some help, brother. So I'm the after version for you. So I've been to reunions. There's how old I am. I've been to a 10-year and a 20-year reunion, right? And let me tell you, the script is completely flipped after 10 years. And I know you don't want to hear about 10 years, but I'm just telling you, this ain't permanent. But in this situation, the girl looked at you, so that's good, man. She wouldn't be looking at you if you weren't on her mind, number one. And you need to address this dude. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, brother, there's like 40 girls at these parties. There's a million girls at school. Like, I want this one girl, okay?
Yeah.
If we're friends, you don't go there. It's really weird. I have this strange thing. Like, the reason I'm a good friend, I can honestly tell you I've never been interested in any of my buddies' girlfriends.
Yeah.
Or like even their sisters or anything. Like, there's a weird switch that a good dude has. And ladies, you should know this too. Like, I really am not. Like, I've never been interested in one of my buddies' wives or anything like that. Like, they're literally like sister. Like, it moves into that sister mode for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had it. I'm super sketchy on dudes who are that way.
Yeah.
Dudes who are
that's
like,
how I am with girls too. Like, if my friend has ever even liked it, in my head, it's like, no, I don't even see them. Like, I don't care. And my thing is too, like, why would I ever want anything to do with them after that?
Exactly.
I don't want to know that you've like kissed my friend, that's with my friend. Like, ew.
Creeperville,
like,
man.
Yeah.
But it's so different because one of my sisters is so opposite every single, so I drop every episode I say this, but like I dropped out of high school freshman year. So I was only in high school for a tiny, tiny bit.
Really?
But my sister, so she was in eighth grade when I was a freshman. And then so when I left, she went to high school, and every single guy I dated or liked, she dated, and she lost her virginity to my first like boyfriend in high school.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm not kidding. It was so, in the time, it was like, I was so weirded out by it.
Yeah.
And
I'm
I was just
out
like,
right now.
Yeah, the guy she lost her virginity, the guy she lost her virginity to and stuff, like, I like liked him and stuff, but I never did anything with him. Like, I'm very like innocent in that sense.
Really?
So like, I wouldn't even do anything with him, but then she did. And like, I was a freshman and he was a junior at the time. So when she was in school, he was a senior when she was a freshman. He always like dived in for the younger girls and stuff.
Ooh.
So it's just like, it's so weird how some people just don't have that code. Like me, I'd be like, oh my God, you dated my sister, stay the F away from me.
Yes.
Disgusting. Forever. I don't care if my sister ever touched you or not. Like,
that
that's was like
weird.
Hers and never mine, you know?
That's just so, too weird.
Isn't it weird?
Super weird.
Yeah.
It's also
so
like,
weird.
It's like, as you get a little bit older, it's a character flaw.
Yeah.
Like, if someone will not, someone will violate that code, what else
so
will they violate?
Weird.
Like, you with your money, you with like a friend, like, that's just sketchy, man.
Well, there's so many people in this world.
So, I mean,
that,
there's like a
like,
million guys
on.
At school. Right. I'm like, that one. Like,
well,
there's only like
those
two
worlds
or three.
Are smaller, I guess. But
yeah. But even at school,
the
there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of guys. Like,
This dude's not your best friend if he's doing that.
I just wonder, though, and not speaking from my experience, but just for those out there that have done that before, what if they were madly in love with their best friend's person, and they were in love with them before their friend started dating them.
That's real. And I have, it's funny, as we were talking, I have a friend who, they were married too. Yeah. So one of my, I'm not going to say who, but in fact, I'm going to be with them this weekend. So our best, probably our best friends
Instagram.
Right now. Right now, check it. No, but our, like our best friends were both married to other people. And they were, the couples were really close friends. So sort of similar situation. And they really were falling in love with each other. But they actually did wait till both those other relationships ended. Those were over. And they're together, and now they've been married for a really long time and have had a family, and they're like, they're probably the happiest couple that we know. So they were legitimately like in love. First off, that's one in a thousand, maybe one in a million. But then still you need to respect the fact that you don't go there until those relationships are over. But I have that switch, like, and then my buddies even told me, he goes, like, she was like my sister, dude. Like, it would creep me out, even though she's beautiful. But as time passed and they were no longer with that person, the attraction came, and so they've been together. So, but that is really rare. But you're right, that happens.
There's a, your sister in love. There's an exception to every rule.
Sure.
And I don't hold any grudges for my sister doing that. I don't, I didn't really care. In the time, I was like, what the hell, that's kind of weird. But I'm like very free, like I'm just kind of like, let shit go sometimes. I'm like overly forgiving with my family and my siblings. Like my sisters can really do anything to me, and I'm going to forgive them, and I'm going to like anyone in my family can really do anything, and I'm going to forgive them. If that was my friend, probably not going to talk to them ever again.
I think that's a good thing though, is that forgiveness, especially towards family, I think is great. But I also think if it becomes super toxic and like it's just ongoing and endless, I don't think yours is anywhere near that.
You're just talking about for other people, like me and my family.
Then you can disown.
No, you can't. I have people in my family that like I avoid at all costs now. Like I really, not my sisters or my parents, but other parts of my family. Just because we like have some similar DNA doesn't mean you get to be a dick to me your entire life. Like that's not some out.
It's not an excuse.
And so they're gone. Like I, and the, like I said, the older you get, you're like, I don't need these people in my damn life.
Yeah,
like,
so stressful.
Yeah, like what, why am I doing this? Because we have similar bloodlines. This is stupid. You're gone.
My dad's adopted, and he like his side of the family isn't my side of the family because like, and I've never really liked them. So I just disown them. I never talk to them. Like I'm just like, bye. I'm like, I don't
know. I'm just like, I've done that.
Oh, I've done it too. But I'm just saying, like, so I am the type, if they really did something, but I, my family and me are like, my like sisters and stuff and brother are so close that we would never ever do anything that detrimental that I should ever disown them. Like, you know, so it's like little things, like that's like little high school drama between me and my sisters.
What if there was an extreme example? Let me throw one at you. Let me throw one at you. Because I'm super close with my sisters. I'm the oldest boy. I have three younger sisters. We're super close. But what if, like, long-term, one of them, I'm going to give you an extreme one, they had, like, a real serious drug issue. You, so people watching this have someone like that. They got a sibling or something, right? Like, but I mean, like, years where, like, they couldn't get clean. They took money from you. They, you know, they lied to you over and over and over again. Do you think you could, if in that type situation?
It's so funny
could,
that you bring this up. Like, I hope my brother never watches this. I don't think he will. But my brother and sister, like, you know how I kind of said, like, the divorce kind of changed them a little bit. They're kind of, like, druggies. They kind of, like, don't do much. My brother, actually, I give him money. I give him so much stuff all the time. I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back. Like, he doesn't have his license, doesn't have stuff because he's got, caught, like, drug dealing and all kinds of stuff. So I'll give him $1,000. He's like, Summer, I'll pay you back. I never get the money. I gave him $1,000 one time because he has a lot of court fees, and if he wouldn't pay the court fees, he'd have to go to jail. The kid's been in jail 100 times. So I'd be like, I don't want him to go to jail, you know? So I'm going to give him the money. It's not about the money. It's about the principle. Like, I want you to pay me back because it proves to me that you're bettering yourself. I don't even pay it back and then I'll give it back, you know? I just want to see you doing that, you know? It's not about the money. So
you're giving him like, you're like microfinancing.
So I gave him the $1,000. He comes to me, I'm like, he has like a ton of weed. I'm like, how'd you get that? He's like, oh, I'm going to double the money. I'm going to give you back $3,000 instead of the $1,000 that I gave you. Like, just I'm like, oh God. I'm like, he's like, please, Summer, just trust me, whatever. he smokes all the weed, gets all the weed away, he has no money, he just did all the weed. And it's just like things like that. But for me, it's very innocent, so that doesn't count. Like, yeah, maybe when he's 40 years old and he's still doing that.
Yes.
He just turned 21. Like, he's still
he's
young.
Got time.
So you know, a good way around that too, though, is being like, all right, send me the bill, I'll pay it for you.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like,
great
instead so of he needs $1,000 to get his license back. He like texted me like, hey bud, can you lend me $1,000? I don't even reply. Anytime he hits me up, it's for Uber or for something. He lives in Colorado and I have to get him an Uber.
I think I was next to you when he hit you up for an Uber.
Oh, I would get him an Uber probably like 3 times a week.
It's interesting though. So you're saying you really don't party though. So that's your brother, but you don't party much at all. You're not a big smoker or anything like that.
And the thing is, to his defense, they have done drugs, like heavy drugs, but they're not like druggies. My brother just loves weed. But we grew up in Colorado and it got legal when he was 13.
Sure.
So we grew up with weed. Like when I'm in Colorado, I smoke every second with him just because it's like,
yeah.
So he's not a bad kid.
Sure.
Like, I don't think weed's
he
bad.
He is an amazing, my siblings are an amazing, amazing kids, but they got affected differently from divorce.
Yeah, don't you think weed's different? I mean, I don't.
Oh, weed's 100%
different. I'm gonna get a whole bunch of hate on this. I don't smoke weed at all, ever. But I think the reason I was, I might really like it like too much. Like I might not leave the damn house. Like we're talking about how crazy I am.
Yeah.
So I don't, but I do think there's a big leap from like weed to like.
Oh no, for sure.
Obviously meth.
For me, it's not even the same. Like I don't really consider weed of like a drug. Mm. It's like, it's a plant and stuff, but it's so funny because a lot of people are like, oh, I don't smoke because I get lazy and stuff. It's so funny, when I smoke, I'm the most talkative. I work out high, that's what I do. Like my favorite thing to do is work out and smoke. I have the most energy. Anytime I smoke, I want to clean the house.
If you do anything to an extreme,
you're gonna
lose. Like if you smoke weed once in a while, your life's probably okay.
Yeah.
If you smoke weed constantly all day long, you're gonna lose in life. Like I don't have any, this is the flip side of it. I don't have any mega financial successful friends, none, not a single one, who smokes weed all day, every day.
No, yeah.
They don't. Do I have friends who like smoke a little weed? Yes.
I don't do it all day, every day. I guess
the argument
there
would be Snoop Dogg.
Snoop. Yeah, and by the way, it's different, but like even like Snoop was my neighbor for a long time.
Yeah.
And I don't know him that well, but like you could argue that like he made a career out of weed almost. You know what I mean? Like he's an exception because that's his brand.
When you think of him, you think of
right.
weed.
Yeah.
That's his brand.
For sure. That's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, right. When you think weed, you think Snoop, right? Yeah. But like by and large, like unless it's your brand, which is like five people on earth, you know, that's not a way to become financially successful. Yeah. That's I drink. Like if you come to my house, I got bottles of tequila and vodka everywhere and tons. I've got wine cellars in every house I have. I drink. But I don't drink like 5 days a week.
No.
You know what I mean? Some weeks I don't drink at all. So it's like I drink, but it's not my habit.
Yeah. Right.
So that's same with weed, I think.
Almost.
Yeah, like smoking weed, if you smoke weed, as long as it's not your daily, hourly habit, you can probably function.
With him, he's very educated about weed. He knows everything. You ask him anything about weed, he'll know every little thing. Like there's a lot into it. Like there's a whole like business around it. So what I want to do is like, I just want to invest in like a weed company for him, let him run it, and there you go.
It's a good idea. Maybe hire a manager.
I'm going to be in charge of it, but maybe hire someone to like help with it.
Yeah, no, probably the number one.
Don't ever get high on your own supply.
There you go.
The thing about him is that he's also very, very smart. He's very smart. He's lost.
He's
just
one of those.
You know, some kids that are just very lost. They don't know what they want. They're just unmotivated. And it's not because they are unmotivated as a person. It's just like they don't know what to do. He's just lost. So
things change. I used to be really judgmental of that with young people when I was even young. Like, what the hell's wrong with you, dude? And then even people who smoked. And again, I'm old school. Like, I've become way more liberal on weed than I used to be. Like, I used to be like, don't do it. And now I'm like, you know what? I do know a bunch of people smoke a little weed and they're fine. And like, the more I've learned about it, number one business I probably get pitched with is CBD. Like I'm pitched on these CBD businesses all the time. So I know about some of the medicinal benefits and all that. So I don't judge that stuff so much anymore. It's just anything in your life to excess, you're probably gonna lose.
Yeah.
If it's not a healthy obsession because—
Everything in moderation.
Yeah, your obsessions become your possessions. Mm-hmm. So if your obsessions are like your goals and your dreams and the good things in your life, you'll possess them. If your obsession is like, I gotta smoke, If your obsession is, I got to go out. If your obsession is, I got to have another drink. You're going to possess that right. over and over again. So your brother's deal is what he has to find over the next few years of his life is a healthy obsession.
Right.
He can still smoke weed, but he's got to find that thing that he's obsessed with, that he's chasing beyond that.
Right.
That's the deal. So.
Yeah,
that's exactly. See, I found a way to like flip it where it's like, I eat more when I do it, mm-hmm. so then I get the gains, and then I work hard. Like, I work out super hard because mm-hmm. it's like, you know when you are drunk, you know when you drink, it mm-hmm. kind of like numbs your body a little bit. Mm-hmm. Weed kind of does the same thing, so you can like work, like why people stop pushing themselves in the gym is because it hurts. You know, you're going to yeah. stop doing sets because it hurts.
I would say don't drink and go to the
no,
gym.
No, 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 you should not. I'm not saying, yeah. I'm not saying that. Okay. I'm saying, you know, when you're drunk, it like numbs yourself sure. a little bit. Weed does a similar effect, so when mm-hmm. you're working out, it, you're pushing yourself harder because mm. it's not hurting as much.
Mm. You can't even tell. It relaxes you, I guess, mm. right?
But yeah, you should never like work out like if you're drinking alcohol within like five hours or like something like 10 hours or 5 hours or something, because it's so bad for you. You can like die from like drinking alcohol and working out.
Mm.
It does something to you, like your blood, or it does something like really bad to you. So
I've never done either.
So. Yeah,
I know. Never, but weed doesn't do anything. But
I do like CBD though. I'm a huge fan of CBD.
Oh, CBD is the best. You know you can get weed that only has CBD, no THC, and you can like smoke it?
That's what CBD is. So CBD is derived from the plant.
Yeah, so I'm saying you can smoke it and act like you feel like you're smoking weed, but no THC, it's only CBD.
No, I didn't know that you could smoke it. I take drops.
Yeah, I love the tinctures.
Yeah.
I have it in every single form. I have gummies, I have tincture, I have all the things. I literally have it in every single thing you can. I like live off of it, literally.
And face lotion,
makeup.
Because
I work out so much that it's like I need to like soothe my body.
Yeah, it's great. All right, let's go into question number two. Summer, this is you.
Okay. Hi guys, so I have a problem. I really want a boyfriend and I've tried dating multiple guys, but every time I start to date someone new, I find something wrong with them. It's not even that I'm looking for someone who is like 10 out of 10. It will be the most random quirks that drive me insane. For example, I started dating a super hot guy and after a few dates, I noticed that he has a really annoying country song as his playback ringtone. And that just killed it for me right then and there. I couldn't get past that. And that's just one example of many. Sometimes the way someone's mouth hangs open constantly or clears their throat too much, etc. Is that normal, or will I find someone whose quirks I can look past, or I'm destined to be alone?
You always look at me first.
Yeah.
So I hear that. No. I hear that like my daughter's asking it. That's how I would process it. So those aren't big things, but especially for girls, I think you should hold the highest freaking standards in the world. And I would tell my daughter, don't settle for anything you don't want in a guy.
Mm.
And that's really important for girls especially. It's like, maybe it's because I have a daughter, but like if there's something you don't like about a guy, that's what you don't like, that's okay. Now, is it sort of trivial what country song they have or how their mouth hangs open? But let me tell you something. If you're a girl, you're beautiful, you're special, you're incredible, and you should have your dream man, and you should not settle for a dude who lacks less than that.
Yeah.
And I see so many girls do this because they don't feel good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They'll settle for things in these men or these boys that is not worthy of them, whether it's how they're treated or, you know, do they not hold the door open? You think I'm old school, do they hold the door? Do they tell you they love you? Do they care about you? How do they talk about you when you're not around? Do they hold your hand? Are they kind? Do they love you? Is everything about them what you want? Because you're gonna spend the next 60 to 80 years of your life with some dude eventually. You get exactly what you want. Don't ever settle for anything in a man that's less than you're worthy of. And that's like a massive message. These dudes will take advantage of you mm-hmm. if you let them. I know I'm a dude, right? So, and I don't care if it's the way his mouth hangs open, check his ass off and find the next one. I know that sounds cold, but I would say the same thing to a man.
A savage.
If that woman is not what you want, like, you guys, you have one life. You have one life, one time here. Trust me, I'm in the middle of mine now. Like, yesterday I was your age. Mm. I mean, yesterday, right? So if you're gonna spend that life, you should spend it with people that make you happy and that fulfill you. And especially if you're a young girl listening to this, do not take anything from a man that's less than you're worth. Don't do it. And every time you do that, it becomes more and more acceptable to you and them. Every time you let them treat you in a way that they shouldn't, once they get away with it, they're gonna do it again and again and again. And you start to let the next guy do it and the next guy do it and the next guy do it. So don't tolerate anything less than you're worth, even if it's the way his damn ringtone works. That's my opinion. That's
mic
me.
Drop. I think that's
mic drop.
I think that sums it up. that was amazing.
Thank you.
So awesome. Thank you so much, Ed, for being on our podcast. Thank oh, honey, you. Baby.
Oh, honey, and I loved having you on.
Ed, you have your new show on Netflix.
It's coming out.
Which, yeah.
Yep.
Incredible. So stay tuned for that, you guys. We'll have all the links in the description below. All Ed's info where you can check him out. He gives amazing advice, as you can tell.
Yeah.
And make sure to subscribe to our podcast on YouTube.
Spotify, iTunes.
And if you're
watch
listening.
Watch us anywhere, guys.
Yeah, or listen to us anywhere. Look, anywhere.
Watch, listen.
Yeah. Just anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find Oh Honey. So check us out. We love you so much. Give us a thumbs up, comment below, and send in your stories to diary@ohhoneydiary.com. Bye, guys.
Oh Honey Diary LLC makes no warranty or guarantee as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information and recommendations presented in this podcast are general opinions only.
This podcast should not be considered professional or expert advice. Reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own discretion.
Oh Honey.